Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The snap. He backpedals. He's hit. They get another sack. Oh, they are beating him up. And this time it is Javon Hargrave.
Wow.
Yep.
I tell you, Q got excited there a couple times yesterday. What?
Yep.
Boom.
Yeah, it rolled in the second half for sure.
Yep.
And Eagles obviously win 32-6. Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6 o'clock. Howard is here for the Brandon Graham Show as he joins us.
Dope. He's in the building.
He is, and he was just doing a show with Herb. They were just doing the – Herb was doing the show more than Howard. But, yes, so that was entertaining during the break.
The odd couple.
Yeah, I mean, if Howard would do a podcast with Herb, I'd want to hear it.
I think it'd be great.
It would. I don't think Howard. You think Howard would do it?
No.
Well, neither one would stop talking.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, both of them would just run over each other.
Let's try to. Yeah. They're a freight train that just meets in the middle. You wouldn't be able to hear either one of them. Let's try to arrange that, Jack. The Howard and Herb podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure Howard would be on board.
We'll get a 5-minute demo coming up. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls, your reaction to the Eagles' win yesterday. But it's time for a top five at five.
Yeah, it's time to get out some game balls, you know, keep the momentum going with the big Eagles win. It's a lot of pressure on these players. You don't usually get a game ball from me. You know, they usually get it from the owner. But I think they'd be more honored to get this. So
what you're doing is you're going to now do every Monday you give out five game balls.
Yeah, and when they lose, it's five blames, like whose fault it was.
That sounds more fun than your game balls.
Right.
Well, listen, the Eagles are hot. What do you mean to do? Be all negative? Not on this station.
Or at least not on this show.
Yeah, not on this show. Number five, I have Aaron Tsipras. He officially moves ahead of Ben Simmons in the Australian power rankings of Philly athletes.
Now, where's Mailata? Is he?
Mailata's one, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yes, he's Tsipras definitely number two. One as an Australian athlete.
But what about, we learned that, what's his name's also Australian on the Sixers?
Matisse? Oh, that's right, Matisse.
Nah, Tsipras is better than Matisse.
All right, so Matisse is three.
The NFL debut yesterday, four punts, 189 yards, three inside the 10, including a 54-yard punt. Yeah. What a day.
Yeah, what a day. I had to actually learn his name yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah, he was good at punting, almost along the sideline, too, where it would bounce and would kick up a little bit and go back a yard or two.
Man, those Australian kickers, man, they got a funny way of making that ball bounce backwards as opposed to bouncing forward.
Yep.
I need to see the package.
And he's wearing number 8, so I thought it was like Donnie Jones for a little bit.
Oh, straight. Sav? Yeah.
I think Sav was 8, too.
Was Sav Rogan 8?
I think so.
Okay, and I think Dirk Johnson was 8.
Wow, look at this.
Wow.
So Sav was 6. Sav was six. Yes, he was. Yep.
All right. We have a Sav, Sav Rock's sisters out there.
Well, she's a huge Eagles fan.
Or an Eagles fan.
Yes.
Yeah. Or you just have a brain and I don't.
Yes. She knows all the players, yes.
Yeah, I don't remember numbers as well. All right, Jack.
My number 4 game ball goes to Javon Hargrave. You know, kind of was disappointing last year, but I thought yesterday was a massive step forward. Two big sacks late, and, you know, it's nice to see that it's not a total bust signing by Howie.
Yeah, I hadn't heard Javon Hargrave's name until that final game of the season where Chris Collinsworth was like, he's had a great year. And I'm like, dude, what team have you been watching?
I
haven't even seen Javon Hargrave this year. You're talking about he had a great season. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I have no idea. Yesterday was the first time I noticed him. And I didn't even – dude, the post-game presser?
I didn't know who he was.
I was like, hold on, get the media guy out. I didn't know this dude is. But listen, shout out to Javon Hargrave. Big time game yesterday. Yes, big time game yesterday.
Six tackles, two sacks, two tackles for a loss, three quarterback hits.
Woo! Man, two tackles for loss. Yep. Oh, you said six tackles? Whatever.
Six tackles total, two tackles for a loss, two sacks.
Man, and how many quarterback hits?
Three.
Woo!
Yep.
That's a big day there.
Ridgeway had three quarterback hits and a sack as well. BG had a quarterback hit. That big bloom off the backfield.
Mike
man.
Davis, yeah.
All right, Jack.
My third game ball goes to Howie Roseman. What a bad if he got drugged all offseason. But his quarterback has a big day. His head coach has a big day. His first-round pick has a big day. And his big money's free agent signing last year had a big day. Third game ball goes to Howie.
Wow. And he just locked up his left tackle for the next, I don't know what, four or five years.
A steal of a contract, too.
It doesn't matter if they busted on Andre Dillard because they signed they signed Mailata and they drafted him in the seventh round. That's what I'm told.
I tell you, you're giving away $60 million after only 10 starts. That's pretty damn good.
Well, so what was it, 4 for 64?
Something like that, yeah.
So they're looking
at it. Guaranteed a 40?
Yeah, so they're looking at it like, we're projecting him to be – this is the player think he's going to be, so we're getting a discount.
Yes.
And Mailata looks at it and says, $64 million!
What? Not even thinking twice about this.
3 years ago,
smart
he was
man, exactly. This dude was out there running fullback dives and tackling people 3 years ago. Probably for $200 a week over there in Australia.
Yeah, they were showing some of that in the game, and it's like, he really was 6'8", crushing people.
Every time I see him, I want to make him a defensive end. He looks like a great defensive player playing rugby.
It was.
Now, in all seriousness, how many ukuleles can he get, man? That boy's going to get a whole band.
It was funny that, Howie went off to Angelo and Sirianni in the preseason was like, no, Dillard was just hurt. And then they went out and said, here's $64 million, please be our left tackle.
Yeah, great competition.
Oh, what a competition.
That nobody believes or bought into. All right, that's a good I'll give you the Howie one.
I'll give you Howie. Yeah. He deserves a game ball. Yeah. He does.
Oh, he'd be so excited to get the game ball, too. He'd probably, put it right next to the Super Bowl trophy.
Now if it would he be funny Howie?
Oh, funny Howie,
he's definitely funny Howie today.
Funny Howie telling
jokes? Yes.
Hey, I thought it was a quarterback factory.
Vanilla chocolate, no matter which one. Yeah, pepperoni, plain,
Funny Howie is today.
My second game ball goes to Jalen Hurts. I mean, was great yesterday. Seemed to, it's funny. He's never really played bad as Eagles quarterback. Like, he's just always been consistent, makes winning plays, did that yesterday. Love the kid.
His demeanor is so steady, right? Like, obviously he's excited when they score or whatever and he's happy, but, just for the most part, he's smooth. He handles himself very well. I'm watching the post-game stuff. I love the kid. Hopefully,
he has that Aaron Nola personality.
Oh, except he's a winner.
Well, I'm just saying, some guys have that personality where they don't seem like they get too excited or they get too down. They talk in that same monotone voice the whole time, give you the coaching cliches. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying
that's good as a quarterback.
Yeah, that's what he is,
It does bother me that it took until 2020 for them to draft an Alabama player, though. Like listening to him talk and listening to Devontae talk.
He went to Oklahoma, too.
I know, but still. Yeah. Like, Alabama, Oklahoma, Devontae, Alabama. Those guys are just machine.
Take that ball away from Howie now for not drafting Alabama.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, what are you doing? You taking the ball back?
I'm not taking the ball back, but it's not all sunshine and rainbows with the game balls with Howie, for sure.
All right.
And my number one game ball goes to
the dog snarling and drooling and growling and barking.
I mean, come on. Nicky had a great day yesterday. Everything looked clean. I mean, there's some penalties. Yep. But, they looked legitimately great yesterday. They looked smart for sitting the players in the preseason. No one was hurt. They were healthy. Shout out to Nick Sirianni. It was a great game yesterday.
I agree.
Yep.
I agree. And I'm not even upset at that order of balls that you gave out. I might have slid Devontae in there, but it's okay. It's okay. You went defense. You went special teams. You went front office. You went head coach. You went quarterback.
Oh, we had it all covered.
Man, you did. You really did. It was a total team effort, and it's cool. You made sure you gave love to every phase of the game, every phase of the team.
On this show, we respect special teams. I mean, if there's one show on this station that's going to respect special teams. It's this one.
You're damn right. All three phases of the game. We can't just do one or two, Jack. Jeffrey Lurie doesn't get a game ball.
Yeah, you didn't get Jeffrey Lurie a game ball.
He hired Sirianni.
Yeah.
He didn't fire Howie.
So Lurie usually gives out the game balls, right? Would he give one to himself?
No, they have to trade it back to him.
They have to give it back to him, yes. Although Nick Sirianni got the game ball yesterday.
He did.
Devontae Smith's answer about did he get the first touchdown ball or not was priceless. It was like, it'll find its way back to me.
Yeah, he didn't seem all that worried about it.
I guess it'll get back to me somehow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he said the ref took it from me. No, you gave it to him. Yeah.
Well, he's caught so many touchdowns. It was just
That's
another
what I'm
one,
saying. Yeah. It was like just another touchdown to him. He didn't realize. He thought he was Alabama.
I love it.
You think we can expect
– toss the ball to the official.
You think we can expect six catches for 70 yards-ish on a week-in, week-out basis from him?
Well, I mean, if he does that, that's good numbers.
Yeah, because first of all, the amount of times they're going to throw the ball. Secondly, he's the number one wide receiver on the team. Thirdly, the routes that he's running, a lot of it is get the ball to him quick or he's sitting down in the zone. Eventually, we're going to have to see this receiving core develop route running and combinations and all those things. Most of the passing plays, and again, it's not a knock, it's just an observation, the receivers weren't running routes per se. Like, I didn't see Jalen against a corner get open.
With the exception of Devontae.
Yes, with the exception of Devontae. I didn't see Quez Watkins' catches were – they were rocket screens. So it's not like you had to beat press coverage to get open. And the touchdown that Devontae got, he got open because it was a rub route. So there's still some things there that we're going to get a chance to see. Atlanta didn't play a lot of man-to-man coverage. You may go up against a better secondary eventually, a team with a better pass rush, like the 49ers. Like, they have a better pass rush to get after the quarterback.
Yep. Yeah, it's not going to be as easy.
It's a different scheme that you're going to face next week.
Yeah.
But the one thing about having a young team that is working with a blank canvas is that each week is something new and something different and the opportunity to grow as a core. Yeah.
For sure. Today's show is sponsored by Chickies and Pete's, the Brandon Graham Show, back every Monday night, live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, hosted by myself, Howard Eskin, and, of course, Brandon Graham, starting at 6 p.m. Details, chickiesandpeets.com. Guided Door and Window and their big sale extended for another month, 40% off all windows and doors. Call them 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com.
We miss out on anybody from yesterday? I'm thinking. Goddard got his touchdown.
And Goddard was good on a couple of the blocking on running plays, or I don't know if they were screen plays, but he was down there causing wreaking havoc. I mean, Dak Ertz got injured.
Yeah.
He came back a little bit.
They said it's day-to-day.
Here's what he did. He did a good job. He knew he didn't catch that ball, and he jumped up. And, man, did they – I mean, I was thinking just based on the reaction, you got to throw the challenge tag, but they couldn't get a replay fast enough.
Yeah, and that's the home team.
Yep.
Yeah, that was bad on their part.
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah, that's when you – yeah, you got to hurry up and get that up there.
There was no reason, like just like, oh, they're playing hurry up. No, they're not. He didn't catch the ball. So he was good.
That was good awareness. And also another awareness play was the Rager one before halftime when he stayed in bounds. Instead of getting out of bounds, he sprinted back to the line and got the ball.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That looked like a smart football team yesterday.
I give you another play. I can't remember the kid's number. It was on punt. It was one of the punts that got downed inside the 10-yard line. Well, the first gunner that was there, he couldn't touch the ball because he had run out of bounds. So, and Greg Olsen pointed this out in the broadcast.
And he knew it, yeah.
He's pointing at his teammate, telling him to get it because I can't get it. So you got to get it. Get over here and get it. And that's smart heads-up football that we didn't always see in years past, particularly with that phase of the team. Like, the special teams phase of the team over the last 2 years has really gone down. Really has.
Oh, but no, big time.
Yeah, it really has gone down from an impactful standpoint to, you know, being clutch. You know, Jake Elliott, you know, when's the last time he hit a clutch field goal?
Was it the new kid? I don't even know how to pronounce his name. Chachery. They just signed up at the end of last week.
Yeah,
number
I know 20, somebody
number
I hadn't
21,
heard of.
Whoever 21 was.
Yeah, whoever 21. You see, when we started doing that, that's somebody they just brought in.
Yep.
I don't even know who was 21 last year. Who was that? Is that Jalen? No, Jalen was 31.
Yourself Johansson? I think he was.
Matt Ware? Matt Ware, yes. I remember the 21s that were here.
Yeah, it is.
It's, well, Patrick Robinson was 21.
That's who it is. No, you were right. It's they picked him up off waivers right at the end of, like last week.
I knew when he said it on TV, I didn't know who the hell that was. I'm like, who was that?
What did you guys think of Greg Olsen?
He was all right.
Yeah, he wasn't bad. A little chatty, but, you know.
Very chatty.
Yeah.
But he also, like, he wasn't too annoying.
He didn't pull a rabbit out of his head or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Very,
like,
well spoken. He likes doing it. He has good instincts for – I mean, he was just playing last year, so it's not like he's had a lot of training. He just knows what to
– Yeah.
What to do on the broad. He was fine. Burkhart's good. You know, he's fine. So, yeah. It was a decent broadcast.
Low bar.
Yeah, pretty much.
Low bar. He's bringing a lot of these players in now. I think – Is Woodson in the studio, or is he doing games? Charles Woodson. Because he went over to Fox. He left ESPN and went over to Fox. I don't know if he's doing studio.
Is he doing college?
Possibly. They got a lot of new people for college. Reggie Bush, all
those
guys.
Yeah, they're redoing their college coverage.
Still on a lot of ESPN's talent.
ESPN don't want to pay people. Fox will.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. Get reaction from Eagles fans. Steve in South Philly. Steve, what's up, babe? How are you?
Johnny Marks, hey, Reese. What up, dudes?
What up, Steve?
What up, Steve?
Oh, man. I especially got to shout out my man Johnny Marks doing it on the national level on Sunday morning there.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Steve called
overnight?
Steve called me at like 4:45.
Okay. No, see, let me tell you. I told him we got this thing. It's me, a couple cousins, a couple coworkers, people,
excuse
friends
me, it was
of mine, all randomly.
In the morning,
we do this big Skype call, and we just toast each other and roast each other about our football teams to get into the mood, you know. So that's a thing we've been doing for a couple of years. And in the background, my cousin who lives in Houston, he had the radio in the background. I'm like, hold up, Johnny Marks.
So I was on in the background.
At 3 in
the morning. Because he had on Sports 610.
Yes, yeah. And that's our Odyssey station down there. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. So good looking on that. But what I was most excited about this game is the Eagles balled out, but they didn't even play as good as they could play. That's the exciting part. It's like Lane is going to clean up, you know, what he had going on, the little penalties, the little the defensive stuff that was happening with the run game. Even though everybody's talking about the adjustments that was made, I saw something else that I was happy about, which was I think it was a little sideline shot. Might have been BG and a couple of other cats. They were over there getting at people like, yo, you got to get them, wrap up on them tackles. And it was like not even so much just adjustments. It was like, guy come near you, get him on the ground. And you saw them actually, like, you could see who, you know, the big dogs was talking to cats and how they were actually being receptive to the information. And I was like, oh, okay, we got the teachers over there. Mm-hmm. We got cats willing to be students. Mm-hmm. And then I'm even looking at Slay, and I'm like, man. But as soon as he gets into his groove, he had a pick six yesterday. He just batted it down. But, boy, he had a pick six. They threw it right to him. He could have bumped his head on the goalpost. But it was like, you know, in the weeks coming, everybody going to be in their groove. I'm more excited, like I said, because they balled out. But everybody wasn't even as sharp as they could have been.
Yeah.
That's what made me feel really good about it.
All right, Steve, man. Listen, appreciate it. Let's pause 60 seconds here. We'll get back to your phone calls in a second. Here's Ike Reese.
Hey, AAA and the Eagles have teamed up to offer something no Eagles fan will want to miss, the new AAA Eagles MVP membership. That takes all of the benefits of AAA and adds Eagles fan features like a custom Eagles membership card, discounts on Eagles merchandise at the Pro Shop, and chances to be selected for exclusive Eagles MVP events and experiences throughout the year. Now, you're already a AAA member. Guess what? Becoming an Eagles MVP is free and easy. Just do what I did and go to AAA.com/Eagles for all the info and become an Eagles AAA member today.
There you go. And let's just remember this, that as good as they were yesterday, and they were good, Jalen Hurts was good, the game plan was good, the 49ers are going to see what they did yesterday, Ike, and they're going to respond to that. They're going to make an adjustment. So that's what's so exciting. It's because this is all new and fresh. Like, all right, what does San Francisco have in store for the Eagles? What does Nick Sirianni have in store for knowing that a move's coming, and what does he have planned this week?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, listen, I haven't gotten a chance to dig into some San Francisco tape and see what they're doing. to put points on the board. But we faced Kyle Shanahan. We faced him last year. We faced him in the past. We know the type of offense he likes to run. You're going to get a lot of motion, shifting, play action pass, things of that nature. Get the ball out of Jimmy Garoppolo's hands quick as possible. Now they throw a Trey Lance in there. That's yes. another guy you got to worry about, because now you're worrying about a quarterback who also has the ability to run and beat you throwing the football. So, listen, we'll have to adjust to what San Francisco is going to do, and San Francisco has to adjust to us. You know, the Eagles will get a chance to watch what they were able to do defensively against Detroit and see if there's something that we could take advantage of going up against that defense. So, you know, Kyle Shanahan, we know he'll get a lot of respect coming in. And the thing I like about that is that the players will have a healthy respect for San Francisco, that they aren't going to get too full of themselves after this win versus Atlanta. They know they have to get prepared for San Francisco.
Yeah, that's the worry is, man, that was easy. We were great. But you know what? Like with Doug, I worried more about that kind of stuff, right? At least the last couple of years with Doug, post-Super Bowl with Doug. With Sirianni, it seems like he's pretty great. Hopefully he's not letting these guys, as you talk about with Nick Saban, reading the press clippings. Hopefully they're not.
With Doug, they rarely play back-to-back good weeks of football. Other than 2017, it's hard to find a stretch where they play good football. I know the 2019 season late, but that's the only other stretch. Like, it's hard. Like, Doug's teams were inconsistent, especially the last 2 years.
Yeah. My hope is that when's the first day of practice? Is it Wednesday? Like, when do they?
Oh, for this week? Yeah, Wednesday, yeah.
So when they get out there, if he's sensing even a little bit of, like, man, we're good, like, get on him right away.
Yeah.
Get
he
mad.
He seems like he doesn't have an issue with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to witness it firsthand. So it's boom, double down on it, and all these other, you know, these drops that we laugh at, it makes it seem like he's just somebody that's happy to have a job in the NFL. Watching him out there on the field, I can tell you that he has no problem getting intense, getting on somebody or any of that. And the thing he said that's a huge pet peeve with him is that if the same mistakes are repeatedly happening. And that's what I saw him get on Jalen Reagor about. I actually heard him utter those words. It's the same bleeping thing every day, and I'm tired of it. That's what I heard.
That's awesome.
And that was, I think, I don't know if it was the second week of training camp or the first week of training
camp.
This was before the Patriots came.
Everybody was kind of saying, oh, bleep. And then it was like, well, like, this is a good thing if he's out there and he's bad.
Yes. That's all I know. I played with some of the angriest coaches ever. They were never happy, even when you won.
Because with Doug, it seemed with Doug, Nick Saban.
With Doug, it seemed like yelling coaches, they're happier when they yell.
Yes. Nick Saban after a win.
I will have something on my face for sure.
Yeah, Doug's eating ice cream after a win. Nick Saban's mad as hell.
Jim Johnson did his bit of yelling.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
So Jim is driven by
perfection.
By the next game.
Yes.
And
he wants perfection.
Man, that's awesome.
Yes.
All right, more of your reaction to the game yesterday, 215-592-9494. It's the Mark Henry's text line. That's coming up on the other side as well. Kyle Pitts' cousin is on the line. We'll talk to him on the other side. Mark Henry's on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.